320.
This episode of Weekly Poker Hand features the final hand of Game of Gold. Make sure you check out the series on YouTube. It is amazing. In this hand, we are playing about 60 big blinds deep. Heads up, Maria Ho raises on the button with King of Clubs, 8 of Spades, which is perfectly fine and reasonable. Over round to Jungle Man Cates, and he 3-bets to 1.15 million out of his roughly 10.5 million stack. Now, if you look at GTO preflop charts, you will see that Queen 7 of Diamonds is a very tiny frequency 3-bet, which means you very often should just call. So why would Jungle Man Cates 3-bet? Well, he must presume that either this is one of the rare times he should 3-bet just randomly, or perhaps he thinks Maria will either fold too often to the 3-bet preflop or not 4-bet often nearly enough, either for value or as a bluff. I will say that most people in general do fold a little bit too often to 3-bets, and most people do not 4-bet often enough, especially with bluffs. So for that reason, you get to 3-bet a little bit more often than GTO would recommend. Perhaps Jungle Man Cates realizes this. He's one of the best heads-up players in the world. Let's just preface this whole video with, I'm going to presume whatever he does is right. So he goes for it. Back around to Maria. She has an easy call. Let's go to the flop. The flop comes 9 of diamonds, 7 of clubs, 2 of clubs, giving Jungle Man Cates, middle pair, backdoor flush draw, and an overcard. And Maria Ho has backdoor straight draw, backdoor flush draw, and an overcard. Jungle Man Cates goes for a small continuation bet of about 33% pot, which seems perfectly fine and reasonable. Maybe he could check here some portion of the time if he thinks Maria is going to drastically overbluff. But whenever you have a value hand where the pair is not all that high, meaning it doesn't mind if your opponent folds out random overcards, betting is usually ideal. So Jungle Man does go for the 800K bet. Let's see how Maria responds. In position, getting pretty good odds, you cannot fold too often. What a lot of people do wrong in this scenario is they fold hands like King of Clubs, 8. But with backdoor flush draw, backdoor straight draw, and overcard, folding would be criminal. Notice in this scenario, even against a pair, an underpair at least, Maria has 28% equity and position. Quite often, she's going to be against an unpair hand. Jungle Man's just going to check the turn, Maria's going to bet, and Jungle Man's going to fold. So this is a spot where I think people in their minds view it as if they call this 800K bet, they have to try to win the pot and they're going to have to play for all their money every time. But no. If you call the 800K bet on the flop and the turn is not good for you and Jungle Man bets again, you're just going to fold. It's okay. Now, if he does check the turn, you're going to be in bluffing mode. But this is a spot where you have to stick around and see what develops. Maria does make the call. Let's head to the turn. The turn is the 4 of clubs. Jungle Man's middle pair just got a whole lot worse. He opts to check. And then Maria goes for a 2.7 million bet into the 4.1 million pot. I think this is a spot where she probably wants to bet a little bit smaller in general so that if she does bet and get shoved on, which will happen some portion of the time, she can reasonably fold. As she bets bigger and bigger, though, she's going to be very close to being pot committed to call. Because notice in this scenario, if she's getting 2-to-1 pot odds to call against the 7, she should actually make the call with only the king high, right? And maybe if she thinks she's a little bit disadvantaged against Jungle Man, as almost every single person in the world is, well, that should make her call even if she's a little bit disadvantaged. Maybe when she has 31% equity, even though, you know, in this spot she knows she's going to win 32% of the time or something like that. So this is a spot where you have to be careful to not bet too big. And I think 2.7 may actually put her in a pretty rough spot where she does get shoved on. She's getting almost the right price to call. So for that reason, I think she should bet smaller in general so that she can more reasonably find a fold if she does get checked shoved on. And that's going to give her a little bit more fold equity on the river if Jungle Man checks and she needs to bluff, because then Jungle Man will be getting slightly worse odds, which means he'll fold a little bit more often, which is what you want to happen a lot of the time when you have king high. That said, she does go for the 2.7 million bet. I love betting the turn, by the way. I think checking it back would be really, really bad, because at this point, Jungle Man can fold out a lot of unpaired hands, and he may even fold out some sort of weak pair, especially if he thinks Maria's going to be on the straightforward side. So I love the turn bet. Let's see how Jungle proceeds with his bluff catcher. This is a situation where some people think you should shove or fold with the bluff catcher, but absolutely not. That would be a disaster, because when Maria's bluffing, yeah, she's going to fold. But whenever she has you crushed, you're going to have almost no equity and she's never going to fold. So this is a situation where I think calling is the only option, especially if you give Maria a range that contains a decent amount of bluffs. And look, Maria's in there. She's playing good, strong poker. So she's not the type of player you can just fold because you think she's playing overly straightforward and she only has really good hands. I mean, as you see here, she has a logical bluff. Super weak type players may not play this way, but that's not Maria Ho. She knows how to play really, really well. So you can't go around folding the queen seven of diamonds just yet. Let's head to the river. The river is the three of clubs, and much to my surprise, Jungle Man turns this hand into a bluff. He rips it all in. I don't know about this one. I'm going to presume whatever Jungle Man does is right. I would have checked, though. Let's see if Maria makes, hopefully, a pretty easy call.
I need to see the hand.
I don't know what just happened. Oh, you won my pot of gold.
Good game. Oh my god! Oh.
What's going on?
You guys scared Lou.
I lost my pot of gold, and now this.
Oh my god.
Maria made the call. She wins, and she is Game of Gold Season 1 champion, and she collected an amazing $456,000 for her victory. Game of Gold featured a wide variety of poker games, like Indian poker, a winner-take-all sit-and-go, multiple heads-up battles. What I want to know is, for Season 2, what other games would you like to see added to the slate of games to create good, fun, entertaining poker? Take a second. Let me know in the comment section down below. I would love to see Game of Gold create new poker variants. Back when I was 19 years old playing $5 buy-in home games, I created a game that I actually think is a ton of fun. I called it Trash. It is 5-card Pot Limit Omaha. Okay? If you don't know what Pot Limit Omaha is, Google it. Everyone's dealt five cards, and then you play regular Pot Limit Omaha before the flop. Then everyone discards a card. Okay, all of those discards become the flop, the turn, and the river. If there are five people at the table, you know your card is going to be on the flop or the turn or the river at some point, which gives you a lot of known information. Maybe you know on the turn you're going to have the nuts on the river, which is kind of neat. If there are, let's say, seven players at the table, well, then maybe your card won't come because two cards naturally will not come, right? If there are three people at the table, everyone's cards is going to come, and then the turn in the river would be random from the deck. You get the drift. And I made that game a long time ago when I was a kid, and it was a ton of fun. And I think it would be really neat for Game of Gold to create new, unique poker variants that hopefully no one has ever seen before, because that's going to force the poker players to try to learn some strategy on the fly and then get in there and implement it. I think it'd be a lot of fun. That's me for today. If you enjoyed today's video, do me a favor. Click the like and subscribe button down below. If you try out my game Trash in your local home game, let me know. It's a good game. It's an action game. It's a real treat. I might try to line up a game and go play tonight. Good luck in your games. Have fun. Thanks again for being here. I'll talk to you next time.